Chrisley Duer, a budding poet at age 14, stands like Robert Frost's narrator at a fork in the road. The paths diverge not in a yellow wood, but in the tangled world of Philadelphia public education. Looking down one bend, Chrisley sees the school district's selective admission magnet high schools. Looking down the other, she sees charter schools.
Out of all of them, I want to go to Kappa. Like, I will be heartbroken if I don't.
Kappa, located on South Broad Street, is short for the Creative and Performing Arts School. As she awaits her fate, the future of the Philadelphia School District, which has lost more than 25,000 students to charter schools over the past 5 years, also has a lot riding on these decisions.
I give myself away so you can use me.
To know Chrisley Duer is to know her two older sisters. The trio is as inseparable as the line of row homes framing their quiet East Oak Lane block.
We just love singing. Like, sometimes we're bored, somebody starts singing, and we all join together.
Chris La, 16, is the middle sister.
That's just us singing. It's really us.
And Chris T, 17, is the eldest. If you're having trouble keeping the name straight, Chris Lee explains it this way.
Well, it's from Chris and Christ, God. Mine means Christ can read. Chrisla is Christ is always here. Christy is Christ is medicine for everything.
Chris T, the eldest sister, says onlookers can't believe the sister's relationship.
Especially at church, they'll be like, see, if that was my sister, I would not be talking to her. Like, usually when we're in like other places, we'll just huddle up and just talk. Sometimes we're ignoring the other people and just talk amongst ourselves. And they're like, I was never that close to my siblings.
It was Chris T who pushed Chris Lee to hone her writing.
But she went even further than me and started exploring poetry and other writings. And then as I was reading them, I'm like, she's really good, like even better than me. And especially with her poetry, they rhyme or they won't rhyme, but they still make absolute sense.
Chris Lee wrote this poem a few years ago when she was still struggling with the family's move from Florida to Philly, which happened right after her dad died.
Dark skin, dark chocolate, that's the way they describe me. No hope, no love, that's the way I see me. I'm taking care of mom, no one's taking care of me. She makes new friends, I'm lonely.
A few years ago, the two elder sisters stared down the same school choice crossroads that Chrisley is now facing. Both wanted to attend district-run specialty programs, but when it didn't work out, ended up at Multicultural Academy Charter School. If Chrisley isn't accepted to her magnet school picks, she'll attend Max as well. The district's neighborhood schools, which, unlike magnets and charters, must serve all students at all times, were not considered options for any of the sisters. Based on their address at the time, the two elder Duer sisters would have gone to Fells High School. Based on Chris T's perceptions of the school, she says it wasn't for her.
They're having it easier, and I'd rather be challenged. I don't think that I would have gotten the knowledge that I would need.
Chris Law echoes that thought.
So many kids that weren't like really serious about school always went to Fells, and I didn't want to be in that environment where if I go there, I'm not going to learn anything.
Lately, Fells has made some significant gains, but further progress has proved especially difficult recently due to draconian budget cuts that have undercut many support systems on which the city's most vulnerable students rely. So even as Fells' stock is rising, Chris Lee remains unwilling to bet on the school.
Well, from what I heard, like, it's kind of wild in there. It's more tamed now, but I think it's still crazy. I think so, but I might be wrong.
The Duer family recently moved into another house in the area that sends kids to Martin Luther King High School. Chrisley also says that's not an option. For years, dissatisfaction with neighborhood schools has driven Philly students and parents toward charters. In that same time, the district has continuously expanded its own boutique non-neighborhood options. Both of these movements have, on average, siphoned top-performing students away from neighborhood schools. This has tended to isolate and concentrate the kids thought most difficult to educate at the only schools in the city that must take them. Assistant Superintendent Paul Kine says the system will thrive in the long run only if the district can improve all of its schools.
The overall transformation effort for the district has lots of moving parts, and it requires multiple points of action on multiple fronts to get right over the next, you know, few years.
Chrisley Duer, though, doesn't have that time to wait. Decision letters for magnet schools go out this week. If Kappa accepts her, there's no doubt the Duer sisters will once again be singing in East Oak Lane. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.
I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own, it's you that I belong. I give myself to you.